So let's get over here to Dan, please. Oh,
Hi,
also
Dr.
Susan. I forgot
White.
Susan. I almost forgot Susan. Sorry about that, Dan. You go right ahead.
Yeah. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you know of anything that would cure or help toenail fungus?
Well, a couple of things, sir. Now, the older, takes a lot longer, but a lot cheaper way of doing it is to get yourself some oregano oil, unless you find you're too sensitive to it, and some people it stings them too much. And if that's the case, then we go to tea tree oil, but oregano oil is best. And it's rubbed in on top of the toenail and at the edges of the toenail. And how's that going to get to the fungus? That's easy. You then get yourself some DMSO, and the DMSO is rubbed in right on top of that oregano oil. And no kidding, it carries the oregano oil right through the toenails, but it won't get through those toenails to where the fungus is otherwise. And DMSO does smell a little bit. If you get your nose too close to your toes, you can smell it. And oregano oil makes you smell like a pizza. So I don't know if you want to go to any fancy places with DMSO and oregano oil on your toenails. But other than that, well, last lady who tried that came in about 6 months later and said, "See, look at my toenails. It's all gone." It did take me until a month ago, about 5 months, but it's all gone. Now, that's one way. And the second way is now you can actually go online, but you can also find clinics that specialize in this. Online, you can buy little gadgets that cost, yeah, they do, between $100 and $200. And they emit the same UV frequencies that kill toenail fungus. How do you like that? And you just shine them over your toenails, shine, shine, shine. So you keep shining on your toenails. Maybe do it while you're, who knows, watching a movie or something. And keep shining on your toenails, and they do kill off that toenail fungus, and the frequency gets right through the toenail, so you don't have to worry about oregano oil or DMSO. There also are what are called toenail clinics. I think there's just one left in Bellevue since the online competition got started. And for one $700 treatment, my goodness, they got rid of everybody's toenail fungus. So there's the ultraviolet option by either a clinic or by the now available online handheld devices. Or there's the good old oregano oil and DMSO, or tea tree oil and DMSO, sir.
Okay. Thank you. My other question was prolazone shots. I've been having joint pain in my upper thumb joint, both hands. And my daughter went to the West Clinic and got, I believe it was prolazone or maybe it was ozone shots into her joints. Are you familiar with that?
I am. And we actually have a doctor who's with us twice a month for 2 days, 2 weeks apart. And he does prolazone shots, and they are quite helpful. And others have used stem cell shots, and those are quite helpful. But let me tell you, you know, sometimes we learn stuff just by being around long enough. And what I learned after a few years was that if people had pain in both of those thumbnail joints, and as you say, it's the uppermost, closest to the arm, in both thumbnail joints, why, we would check their stomachs for acidity, and damn, they had very little acid being made by their stomachs. And what we do when people have very little acid being made by their stomachs is we recognize that when that happens, the same cells that make acid are supposed to make the vitamin B12 combining factor. I should call it the vitamin B12 absorption factor. And without that factor, vitamin B12 can't be absorbed. We can swallow all the B12 we want to, and it just goes in one in and out the other. So we give people with upper thumb joint vitamin B12 shots. And what do you know? The pain usually goes away, sir. It's the damnedest thing. I have no idea how B12 is connected with the thumb joints particularly, but it's shown us that over and over in working with people for the last 43 years. And those people, every one of them's got lowered stomach acid, anywhere from lowered to a lot. So those thumb joints are just giving off a signal for many of us that, gee, I'm going to hurt until you get my stomach fixed up and give me some B12 shots.
Is there anything that you can do to increase the stomach acid?
I wish, sir. It's like a woman's ovaries coming back after menopause. It's like a guy's testicles coming back after being 70 years old. Nobody's figured out how to do that yet.
Okay.
It just happens with time. Dr. Nancy Van Zandt at the Mayo Clinic, in 1932, no less, published an article on 3,400 people who had had their stomach acids checked, and she found that by the time we all get to be 60, 50% of us are lower than optimal. No kidding. And it just gets worse with age.
So is there anything in your diet that would propagate that?
Bitter foods will propagate it a little bit if it's possible to propagate it. But actually, what helps the most, it's kind of like hormone replacement. It's called stomach acid replacement. It's down in every health food store, the Tomah dispensary, the compounding pharmacies. It's called betaine hydrochloride with pepsin. And it just takes care of what the stomach isn't doing. However, I do not recommend doing that without working with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, because sometimes people take one capsule and it hurts and they think they don't need it, and they really do. Their stomachs are so badly atrophied it hurts, and other people don't need to take it. So just letting you know there is something out there that helps, kind of like supplementing estrogen, progesterone for ladies or testosterone for men. Well, for both genders, it's stomach acid once we get to a certain age, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Wright.
You're welcome, sir. And sorry, one of the things about getting older is we require more maintenance. That's the way it goes.
Exactly. Thank you.
Okay, sir. You're welcome.
Okay.